Now, your feel for the game of rugby football isn't that of many commentators like myself, in that you were not just a rabbit as I was at tennis. You played very nearly international rugby.
Yes, I suppose it's the one great disappointment of my whole life. And the one regret I'll take away with me is the fact that I didn't play for Scotland at rugby. I would love to have done, even just once, would have been great. I played in a Scottish trial, and I played for a Scottish 15 against the Army at Murrayfield. That was a kind of extra trial. Unfortunately, I got offside at the first scrummy, so that I was battling uphill from the start. But really, the main problem for me was that just when I was beginning to maybe knock on the door a bit, I developed tuberculosis, pulmonary tuberculosis. Which had been caused by war service in the Mediterranean. And that put paid to my rugby career. It was as simple as that. And eventually I finished up in East Fortune Hospital, having been told that I would be in my back for 4 years, which was, I mean, just knocked the bottom out of my whole situation, because I just started teaching, and I'd always wanted to be a teacher, and here I was faced with this 4 years in hospital, which really knocked me down for a good long time. But I was fortunate in that at the time they were experimenting with a new drug called streptomycin, and the doctors had picked half a dozen of us, and I suppose in a sense we were kind of guinea pigs. And I just happened to be the lucky one, Gerald. It worked with me. The other five lads had no great improvement at all, but the hole in my left lung, which was the size of a half crown, closed, you know, quite perceptibly every couple of months. So that I was up and about after about 19 months, and I was out in a couple of years, and I'd love to say just at this stage that there were a couple of doctors in East Fortune, Dr. Bill Murray and Dr. Biaggi, and you know how you look back on illness and feel a great debt of gratitude, but to those fellas they were simply marvellous. In fact, Dr. Murray claims that my commentary work started in East Fortune, because when I was an up patient, I was persuaded to do some disc jockey stuff, playing records to all the people in the wards. And this developed to me doing commentary on table tennis. Now, Gerald, you can imagine me, that, you know, trying to keep tabs with table tennis. But that was pretty horrific, I should think. And we had putting competitions as well, and Dr. Murray always reckoned that that was the first commentary that I'd done of an official kind. And I suppose to some extent he was right. In any case, I got out of hospital, but of course I couldn't play rugby then, because it was a sort of recurring disease. You had to be very careful.
But you were well enough to be able to teach PE games, or whatever they call it.
Eventually. It took 8 years for a vacancy to occur. I didn't want to leave my hometown of Hoyt. And so when the vacancy cropped up, of course, I immediately grabbed it, and I've been very happy ever since. I always wanted to be a teacher of physical education, and so I really get the best of both worlds.
But the work you do for schools, three or four schools, isn't it?
Yes.
In Hoyt.
That's correct, yes. Yeah.
But that's a full-time job, though, isn't it?
Oh, that's a full-time job, yes, absolutely.
I mean, that's every day of the week?
Every day of the week. I'm in school usually about 8:45, and I scale about 4:00-ish, and I have four primary schools, and I go to the high school one afternoon a week, and that's quite hard work for an old fellow like myself, you know.
You're not just teaching them rugby, are you?
Oh, no, we do everything. We do gymnastics.
Not soccer, surely.
Well, we don't mention that. We don't speak about that too much in my way.
Do you?
Well, actually, I coach rugby, soccer skills. I really do. For one thing, it's quite helpful to great clumsy rugby forwards to use their feet a bit better than they do. And also, it's a game that boys enjoy. But our main thought, of course, down in Hoyt, Gerald, is rugby football, because it's the kind of number one religion. It's sort of rugby football, then Presbyterianism after that. And we tend to be very important insofar as that's concerned. We also teach dance just before the Christmas holidays. We were teaching the social dances for the school parties, and athletics, of course, gymnastics, and, you know, all the other bits and pieces.